Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. What a beautiful, beautiful week. Lots to cover. This segment, of course, it's great to bring on Paxton Quigley talking about cannabis healing. Before we get into it, Paxton, I am so excited. Congratulations on your beautiful new novel. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, it's called Just Try Me by Paxton Quigley, and you can get it on Amazon, either as a Kindle or paper book. And I got to tell you, if you liked 50 Shades of Grey, or if you loved the film Atomic Blonde, I think you'll really enjoy Just Try Me, especially because the women are in charge. And that includes two dominatrixes, a female Afghan war veteran, a rich woman from Silicon Valley, and a sole male who happens to be a former CIA, shall we say, agent. So I hope all of you out there will go to Amazon.com and get Just Try Me. In the meantime, let's go to cannabis news. This weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of us are getting with our friends and our family, but there are many veterans out there that have a different way of commemorating the holiday. You know, many veterans are still fighting, but now they are struggling for the right to use medical cannabis. Just last week, Representative Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, he introduced a package of bills to further the understanding of medical marijuana with cannabis education and access for military veterans. And over Memorial Day weekend, there are numerous rallies in Washington, D.C. and around the country. And recent surveys and polls tell us that the vast majority of U.S. military veterans support now the use of medicinal cannabis for their numerous illnesses and their conditions that are affecting them, especially post-traumatic syndrome, which is known as PTSD, as well as chronic pain, and also, believe it or not, traumatic brain injury. And all three of these conditions are thought to be among the causes that explain why veterans are twice as likely to take their own lives than civilians. Can you imagine this? 22 veterans per day commit suicide. That's according to the VA's own data. So here with us today to talk about the situation and the veterans' struggle for access to safe and legal medical cannabis is a man named Robert Kowalski. Now, Robert is from Dayton, Ohio, but he comes to us from Washington, D.C., where he has met with members of Congress and he's attended Memorial Day rallies. He's a U.S. Air Force veteran of the war in Iraq, where he suffered numerous combat injuries. And Robert now is a full-time advocate for veterans' rights to use medical cannabis to treat their ailments. To that end, Robert Kowalski founded a nonprofit called Veterans Ending the Stigma, or VETS. Robert Kowalski, welcome to Cannabis Healing. We're really honored to have you as our guest today as we commemorate Memorial Day. How are
you? Thank you for having me. And it's
yes.
An honor to be here.
Well, now let's get started. Please tell us about the struggle that the vets are having to get the VA on board with cannabis and allowing veterans to use it. What keeps holding them back?
Right now, the biggest problem that we're seeing come from Congress is the schedule of cannabis itself. The legality of it is essentially what's holding back government agencies like the VA from allowing our veterans to utilize it.
And so the VA obviously cannot overrule the law. Is that, you know, when it gets down to the basics?
Yes, that's correct. What it boils down to is until Congress and pieces of paper pretty much state that the scheduling of cannabis has changed, then the Veteran Affairs Administration doesn't even want to touch it, talk about it, or deal with it.
Wow. Now, I understand that you had a meeting in Congress today. How did that go?
It went well. It wasn't exactly what I was expecting or hoping for. I met with the legislative aide and rather than the legislature themselves. Because of the weekend of Memorial Day, a lot of people are at home with their families. And so just being here and having the ability to talk to somebody in office was great. I was received very well, it seemed, understanding that I'm coming from a point of suffering and wanting to heal. And so I think we're making good progress and great headway as far as them understanding the push and the need and the severity of the need.
Now, what are the most, shall we say, pressing issues that veterans are facing today, and how can medical cannabis help alleviate them?
Right now, what we're seeing is as the so-called signatures of war is PTSD and TBI, as well as chronic pain are really the biggest issues that we're seeing from our modern-day veterans. What we do know is that with cannabis use, studies have shown that there's about a 70% reduction in the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. And so when we're looking at symptomatic relief and trying to understand where cannabis is actually leading us to as far as a medicinal plant, with a 70% curbing of symptoms in PTSD with only two viable FDA-approved medications to treat this condition, it has definitely raised a lot of controversy and a lot of awareness in our veteran community as to what's going on and trying to figure out why it's being held or kept from us.
Now, does that mean that a lot of veterans are, shall we say, getting it illegally? What is the situation? You know, they're hearing from their buddies, or I should say, you know, women also who are veterans, and are they finding out how to do it, you know, in other ways since they can't really get it from the VA hospital?
A lot of veterans are turning to the black market for cannabis use because there's still a few fear-mongering going on, that they're going to lose their benefits, and that, you know, they're essentially going to be looked at as even worse members of society on top of being broken goods from the federal government. So what we're seeing is a lot of veterans are very hush-hush about their use without really the willingness to come out publicly about it because of the fear. So we're seeing a lot more veterans turn to it because of the word of mouth. The veteran community only makes up about 7% of the entire population of the U.S. So we operate almost like a high school community. So word of mouth travels really, really quickly in our community. So
we're
finding that that's the best way to get information passed.
Now, what I have been told is that the American Legion, which is one of the largest and oldest veterans organization in the country, supports medicinal cannabis. Is that true?
Yes. We actually got them to come out about 2 years ago in helping create a directive that pushed the VA into creating a directive that allowed our doctors to even talk to us about the use of cannabis. So before they even came out and support and helped push this directive through, doctors within the VA pretty much lost their freedom of speech when it comes to dealing with this substance and their patients using it.
Now, can you tell us about your organization? What are your goals and what are you doing?
What we do at Vets Ending the Stigma is we're an education awareness nonprofit that travels the world in hopes to bring awareness and provide accurate education as to how best to treat and handle your condition. We don't just deal with medical cannabis. What we also deal with is mental illness and homelessness. And our idea and philosophy is that under these circumstances, it's like a spoke in the wheel has fallen out. And we want to come and replace that and put it back together for the individual and kind of give them and lead them down their own sense of purpose and finding their purpose again so that they can begin their healing process.
Now, is this a national organization, and do the veterans have to pay to be a member, or how does that work?
Right now, we're based out of Ohio, but we're expanding nationally and looking at expanding with other affiliate chapters. We are not just veteran based. We invite civilians as well as veterans and active duty military, first responders to come and get involved in our organization and help us bridge gaps in population. There is a small fee. I think the most expensive membership we have is $30 for the year, and that's for a regular civilian membership. And the cheapest we have is $15 for the year, and that's for a single veteran.
And I assume that a lot of perhaps veterans' families, your parents, and maybe even the children are involved in the organization too?
Yes, we hope that people will bring their families, because really the idea is providing purpose and to lead a veteran and first responder down a path of healing. And the best way to do that is with a support system.
Well, you're terrific, and we thank you very much for being on Cannabis Healing, and we hope to have you on again in the near future. And thank you very much.
Thank you. It was great being here.
Yes. And to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners, stay healthy, keep in touch with us. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley.